Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of Life is No Coincidence and also The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which shares stories of spiritual awakening, spiritual communication, healing, miracles, synchronicity, and ways to connect to intuition and higher consciousness. I am delighted to have an opportunity to speak with author Patty Feebit, a former guest on the show and author of The Eagle's View, who will help enhance our understanding of one's natural intuitive gift to engage the life-altering guidance from spirit. Hello, Patty, and thank you for joining us again today to share your precious, loving energy and help listeners understand that people of different cultures and belief systems can seek to find a way to become catalysts for peace.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be back with you, Cheryl, and you're exactly right. Realize that ordinary life is a direct participation with God in whatever way you understand it. It will be much more peaceful. There will be more understanding of not only ourselves, but we are not threatened by others' differences. And it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's why I believe there's so much happening in the world now. It's bringing us to accept and allow and surrender to the fact that we are all life forces. We're all energy beings. We all are not so different, more similar than we are different. So, Patty, as listeners of Healing From Within are well aware, my guest and I, we share intimate life experiences and insights so we can begin to know a metaphysical understanding of life in both spiritual and physical realities. And we can start to know who we are and what the purpose of our life is as we mature and move towards more loving interactions. In today's episode of Healing From Within, Patty Feebit, who obtained her Master of Science and Doctorate of Philosophy from the American Institute of Holistic Theology and is an ordained minister, as well as having advanced training in integrated energy therapy, shares from the depths of her soul that life is not only a journey, not only an increase of wisdom, but can be adventurous and a lot of fun. Life is about who you are from the inside out. So we'll begin, Patty. You know, I may have asked you this before, but I'm sure I'm going to get a different answer today. It always seems to shift and change a little bit. I always love to ask my guests to think back to their earliest memories, childhood, and try to remember a person, place, or event that may have shown you or others some insight into the talents and interests and what would be important to you in your adult life and your lifestyle. So just think back for a minute.
Immediately, this experience I had came to mind, and I'll tell it real quickly. I was taking a course with a group who were learning Chinese energy medicine, and I was not learning anything about Chinese energy medicine, but a friend of mine had said, I want you to sit in for the part of the lessons that are where we read the energy of the body. And I thought, well, why not? But I didn't know anything that the rest of the group, because they had already been meeting a year and a half. And there I was, sitting there wondering why I decided I was going to do this while they were talking about energy systems from the body and the different levels of energy in the body. And this one lady volunteered to get on the table, and I thought, well, here we go. And everybody was standing around. And when I say everybody, maybe 8 or 9 people plus me were standing around and taking turns and holding hands above her and trying to discern the energy. And I'm just not there, Cheryl. And I began to, beat myself up emotionally because I couldn't do it. And I was there to learn how to do it, but there was no instruction as to how to do it. And they just said, hold your hands over and see if you can feel the energy. Well, I had already felt energy of rocks
Well,
and
let me ask you
trees.
something. Patty, had you ever had an energy healing session yourself where you were on the table and you could feel the energy coursing through your body? Because I'm a Reiki master teacher, an energy practitioner.
Not at that point,
That's
but
why you weren't able to know what to do, you know.
that's right. Not at that point. I was aware that there was such, but I had never been able to discern my own energy or what of. And this was an initial Reiki thing. It was just being lessons, but it was just being taught in a different way, a very non-traditional. And so anyway. Because I was beginning to get just a little upset, Dr. Mark, our teacher, said, Patty, I know that you tune in with your writing to higher realms. And I said, yes. And he said, why don't you step back away from the group and do that and just hold your hands out and do whatever you do with that, except don't write, just hold your hands out. And I thought, all right. And I thought, well, he's just trying to get me out of the way because my energy is messing up everybody.
No, that
And
doesn't happen.
actually, that was not what he was trying to do. He was giving me a tool so I could do it the
Yes.
way I do it. And so I held my energy, my hands out, and okay, our instructions were to feel the energy of the body and see if we could find an energy concentration. He called it an energy cyst. And I'm feeling one. And there it is. And so he said, do the Reiki symbols or I use prayer and and hang out there until the energy cyst has gone. Well, everybody had said, she's clear, she's clear, she's clear. Well, no, I'm feeling something. I don't feel clear at all. And so I held my hands out and I'm doing what I feel like I should to be a channel so that what I call divine energy can healing energy can go through me to the lady on the table. And then all of a sudden her left breast jumps and then she's clear. And Dr. Mark looked and said, whoa. And I said, whoa. I did not realize that was possible on that level.
Yes,
And
well,
she came back the next week and said the day after that session, she was on her way into the hospital to have a cyst taken out of that breast because they thought it had some small cancer cells in it. And so she was going to have it taken out. And when they got there, it was gone.
yes.
And that's when I had my huge awakening as to my role in something like this. It's not something I do or healers do. They are channels. They
Yes.
are helpers so that the energy can be concentrated and heal.
Yeah. Well, before every session I do with a client, I let them know that during the session they may feel any of a number of different sensations, heat or cold or pulsating or vibrating or even slight pain if that's necessary to release or change and let go of blockages. But yes, there are healings that are hard for some people to imagine who have no understanding of quantum physics or how we are energy beings. It seems so magical, but yet the way you described it is exactly what it is. It's a universal energy that channels through a person who has a propensity or a desire or has been chosen to do this work. And then it's an intelligent energy, so it can find what is necessary for that person and help them in a way that is best suited at that moment in time. So you described it very, very well. Yes, I have had people like that. I have had people who were told they couldn't become pregnant, and they did. So,
Yes.
I mean,
Yes.
science
Never.
and medicine and religion and spirituality all work together when we learn to allow, accept, and surrender to a divine force that's all around us and within us. And that's what you were using, the force of universal love and spirit, God, whatever one chooses to call that source of creation, where we come from.
That's right.
Yeah, that's what you would just very beautifully describe. Now, let's go on to, because we're talking about modern mysticism, and how is this different from ancient mysticism, and what is mysticism? You'd be surprised. A lot of people might not know what it is. So how would you start to describe that for people?
You know, a lot of people think that mysticism is something that, special people did, who maybe the saints did,
mm-hmm.
or some sort of talent that they had, and it's not for the everyday person. And I disagree. I think it is for the everyday person. It's not alike for everybody, but it's a direct participation with what you call the universal energy, the universe, the higher self. I prefer to call it God. It's direct participation in ordinary life, just going through the motions every day. Is a direct participation with this higher energy, or this divine energy, or this God's grace. And the mysticism comes in when you recognize it and realize that living in this manner does have a profound change upon your life. And when you realize that, then everyday events become, for different terms, salt and peppered with intuition, profound insight, or innate instinct, and it becomes profound. And to separate this everyday event of life as an experience of the divine, or of the holy, or however you want to term it, I have added the word modern to it to separate what I'm talking about from the saints and the mystics of old, who did nothing but connect to God in a secluded way.
Right. Because what you're saying, when you surrender, and in the book you said this, when you surrender into God's spirit in a more profound way that the rest of us think we can. In other words, they allowed it to happen, the saints of the past. And if we allow it to happen, as you allowed it to happen when you were doing the healing work with the other people, first you thought you couldn't and you held yourself back, and then you realized you had a tool and a way to enter this universal energy and channel it through. So the thing is, in modern mysticism, we all can do this. And in regard to these thoughts about modern mysticism and who may become called to this path, I wrote in The Living Spirit these words: some people believe that spirituality and self-awareness, a connection to the universe and understanding of life and death, are only available to the old and wise, the well-educated, or the affluent seeker and traveler. But in reality, there is no age, race, gender, socioeconomic, or religious requirement necessary to discover who we are and what we want and need for a successful life journey. So that's exactly what you're saying. We're all part of it. But we must allow it to happen, and then we must recognize it. We must be consistent. We must want to be part and participate. You use that word, a very, very important word, participate. And then anything's possible. Yeah, it's beautiful. And today, what is the orthodox view of what mysticism is? And how is your view different? You just were telling us a little bit about that.
I asked a Protestant minister not too long ago, I said, tell me about mysticism as it relates to your particular branch of theology. And he looked at me and said, only special people are called to be mystics. And there's no need for me to speak about it with every day and every person.
Whoa, he would not have liked our definition, obviously, just now.
I just looked at him and said, "Thank you for sharing," and decided I would keep my thoughts to myself to be righteous at that moment.
that was very wise in that case. Now, is your philosophy and my philosophy similar to what Jesus taught, do you think?
I do think it is. I think it's exactly what Jesus taught.
Yes.
Nowhere can I find, now I'm not, I don't know every word of the Bible, I still read and I still learn, but nowhere can I find anything that in the Bible that says, where Jesus says, worship me.
No.
I can't find that. I consider in my way of seeing the world, in the history, I consider Jesus as a teacher. And he allowed the Spirit of God to move in him, as
Yes.
him, through him, with him. And it was different. Every healing he did was different. He didn't do the same thing. I mean, there was one person he touched his eyes and he could see, and another person he put a mud back on it and he could see. And it was different. And there was a lady by the side of the road. He said, "Your faith has made you well." You know, it was different because he realized every person on this earth is different. We don't do things the same way. But this universal energy, this force called God, this divine energy is there for each of us as we are. And it's a beautiful thing.
I absolutely believe that he said, Jesus, I think of this often, what I do, you shall do and more. Meaning that
Yes.
we are all imbued with this divine energy around us and within us. And when we recognize it within our heart, then we will be called to work for God and help other people just as he did and heal other people. And show each other
Yes.
people a way to peace and goodness, which is within us already. That comes up a lot. And then he said things like, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Because he had a wisdom and an awareness that they weren't ready to trust yet. And it's still a little bit like that now. I mean,
It is. Yeah,
it's
the
gotten a
phrase
little
he's
better, but people
Yeah.
still are not ready to know that they are spiritual beings having a physical life. And Jesus showed us that we were an eternal life force and our soul would leave our body at the time of death and survive in another realm and dimension of life. There is no death. There is only afterlife. He was really a teacher to show us the
He
afterlife
really
and the
was. He
power of the
really
soul.
was. Yes. And he really, really was. And you know, and I both know from if even if we know a little bit about history, people don't like their status quo changed. They are like that now. They cling to what they know, even if it's uncomfortable. And they cling to that. And a way shower these days, and particularly back then in Jesus' time, was threatening to the status quo.
Yes, very much so. He was a bit of a rebel. I always laugh because sometimes I think I'm a bit of a rebel too. So are you probably. But you knew to be quiet that time with the minister, so that was a
I
good
did.
thing.
I was thinking of the Bible verse that said something about whoever has ears, let him hear.
Yes. I might have gone on and given an answer, but I'm glad what you did. But Patty, you're right, and in regard to some of the things we're just saying here, this is very appropriate. When one is secure in his or her divinity, operating within the empowerment of soul consciousness, it is impossible to be threatened by anyone with other beliefs. Inner security is always substantial enough to accept differences in others without being threatened. Don't mistake what I am saying to be a chastisement of organized religion in general, though that is not my intention whatsoever. And footnoted in Joan Borsenko's book, Fire in the Soul, is a quote from Rachel Naomi Remen, MD. Religion is a bridge to the spiritual, but the spiritual lies beyond religion. When we perpetuate soul consciousness, it allows the individual to expand authentically in spiritual wisdom to serve a divine purpose. This open-minded form, allowing self-expression and general discussion, perpetuate personal authenticity, then they are formed with divine grace. So it takes a lot before you can become aware of all that is needed to become a mystic, or it is for everybody, but some effort and consistency and a desire to bring it into this world needs to be there.
It does. I had a lady one time at a course, and I was not teaching the course, I was taking the course, but we had had an exercise, and she obviously was impressed by my take on the exercise, but she came up to me afterwards and just demanded, tell me how to do mysticism, tell me how to do, I want to do mysticism, tell me how to do it. And as best I could, I said, you don't do it, you allow it.
Yes. Allow, accept, and surrender.
She walked off thinking I had not answered her question. But that is the answer to the question. You allow it. We've all got this special spark, this inner mystic, this soul consciousness. If we open up to it, if we awaken to it, it's there. And it will turn you on your toes sometimes with the power and the changes that can happen. And it's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. Do I stay in that place all the time? No. Sometimes I backslide. Sometimes I forget. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I have to reconnect. I call that being human.
Yes. You know,
perfectly okay.
You know, that's very funny you said that, because sometimes when something happens, I might say to someone, how did that happen? And they'll say to me, well, you're only human. Because for a moment I can't even believe it happened. I did slip back, but that's the beauty of having a physical and spiritual life. When you learn to understand that both serve a purpose in our development and refining of this love and compassion that we were born with, and not taking what we need from the outside world, but always seeking within to discover what we already know. And then to trust in that. So that's why sometimes things happen, to remind us to always trust from within what we already know. So let's go on to, how might reading The Eagle's View change a person's life? And what does the book call on people to want to do? And what might some people find difficult in attempting to follow this path?
Probably, this is a guess on my part, but I think probably the most difficult part of reading and following this book would be realizing that you can change, and you can change for the better, and you can change for the more powerful, and you can change so that you affect, so that you live from the inside of yourself instead of seeking from the outside of yourself constantly to try to create health and peace and happiness. I really think that would be the hardest part for people. It would be realizing that they have the power to change. And that's why I address it first in awareness. Where am I? If you are aware of what you think, of what your faith is, of what you believe or don't believe, If you are aware of where you came from, your family history, the psychological aspects of family, if you were aware of what your talents are and this type of thing, it would change immensely your future connection you have to being a modern mystic. And once you are aware, you can start answering the identity question in your own way. The identity question is, what am I?
Mm.
What really am I? Am I just a person? Am I a spiritual person? am I a spiritual person having a life experience on earth, or am I a human on earth trying to have a spiritual experience? Those two are completely opposite statements. And I give the reader some thoughts, but I never tell the reader what they should think, because it's an individual journey, and I state that at the first of the book.
Yeah.
But
there are many ways to find God or universal energy or source or yourself, and there are many ways to love. And for some reason, when you were talking, I was thinking that many people have not been able to discover self-love, and that is the first step, knowing yourself as a being, a person, a vehicle of love. And
once you learn that you are love, and you are created in love,
yes,
divine love, you are love, once you get that it's inside you as your beingness, that this love, then you don't have to seek it outside of yourself.
Right.
It's there all the time. And I will add, once it's there and you realize it's there, then it opens up, and it's like a beautiful wave of energy, of loving energy, that follows you everywhere you go, and you attract more loving people and more loving experiences into your life automatically.
Yeah, that's what this show is about, self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions, because as a human being, we have to flow through all the emotions and deal with people of all different types of energy and thought, and learn to keep that love within us so we don't lose a part of ourselves or our soul in being drawn into experiences that perhaps don't favor our development and our way forward. So I love that you describe love, and I want readers to pay close attention to that chapter. And I want to thank you, Patty Fievert, author of The Eagle's View, for living a bold life filled with impassioned and intrigued by curiosity for life and exploring the inner world of soul energy, and also learning how to utilize it right in the here and now, in a world complicated by third-dimensional views and beliefs, and also for the effortless way you share love and enthusiasm for life through your everyday focus on grace and peace. For more information, go to Patty, FIEVET.com. In summarizing,
they can also go to modernmysticism.com. That's a little easier to remember.
Okay, thank you. In summarizing today's episode of Healing from Within, we have followed Patty through a passionate spiritual journey and an awakening, experiencing profound mysticism in Ireland, a soul's crossing in Auschwitz, the feminine spirit in Malta, personal evolution at the Mary Magdalene Tower in France, and divine unity while sitting inside the Great Pyramid. Through these experiences, which you'll read about in the book, she understood joy, authenticity, and love are experiences from the inside out, and understood all life is a spiritual quest and a sacred story. Patty wrote, "Just like the eagles, you and I each have an intrinsic story. Not the story we tell ourselves every day to feel good or to boost our deflated egos, but a deeper, richer story filled with the empowering, loving grace of God. In other words, we are each fully connected to the sanctity of our individual lives. And yet, like the eagle's life, in many ways conditions us to forget our authenticity and mystical connections. Instead, we hang on to imposed illusions that we have created to fill perceived gaps of our truth. Over and over, in many different ways, we create stories of our imposed identity, because we have not realized our real identity. Patty and I would have you remember, many of us are mystics at heart. Many of us are curious about who we are, and many of us wish to contribute to make ourselves and the world a better place. We begin when we remember that each of us has a mission of love and soul remembrance, and by opening our hearts to the possibilities and opportunities that await when we ultimately move forward past the self-imposed stories and fears that have been imprinted on us. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, author of Life Is No Coincidence and The Living Spirit, and invite you to my website, CherylGlick.com, to read and listen to authors and leaders in the metaphysical, scientific, spiritual, medical, and the arts and music fields who share the love of truth and life with those who are open to expanding. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you.